While I tell my little story here, y'all turn to John chapter 6. I'll give y'all time to get there because... So we have Brother Dabney gave his testimony. It all resulted from a lady that reached out that knew he was in need and did something as simple as pray over him. And that's what it's about. It don't have to be nothing great in itself. Let God do all that part of it, which he did. He touched John's life and got him through a time, or getting him through a time that he's dealing with, loss of his wife. And just something as simple as this lady seeing that and doing it. What are you doing? What are we doing? Are we doing that? Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to obey and do what God leads us to do? If you want to know, we're talking about obedience today. Kind of works out that way. But I want to tell a little story. Way back yonder, Dwight L. Moody, y'all heard of him? He was giving a revival. And I didn't do a whole lot of research, but he was doing a revival somewhere. This young man was in the audience and came up and gave his testimony, kind of like John did. Gave his testimony. And his testimony, this is what he said. This is a quote from him. They didn't name the guy who he is. I am not quite sure, but I am going to trust and I'm going to obey. Amen. There was another man in the audience that wrote that down. His name was Daniel Tarrier, I think how you say it. Was inspired. He wrote it down. This guy happened to be a music composer. He took those words, gave it to his friend named John Sammons, I think how you say it. And he wrote the words to the song from that, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way. So just for that guy, just writing down on simply what he said, kind of like what impacted his life on somebody as simple as praying. You never know whose life you might impact by the simple things that we do daily, or we should do daily, and what God calls us to do. Get my readers on here real quick. So John chapter 6, verse 38 through 40. This is Jesus speaking. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last days, set them free spiritually. So we can talk about trust and obey, about trusting in the Lord. And a lot of us in here that I've been around, we got that down pretty good. You know, I said pretty good. We can work on it, I'm sure. But what about your obedience? Let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, do you trust in the Lord? We're going to look at that, what that kind of means. The second part, there's two parts of that. Are you going to be obedient? Or are you going to obey the Lord? And we're going to break that down also, if time allows me. Obedience also, it includes his commands, what he leads you to do, what he tells us to do. You know, we got our basic start in Exodus chapter 20. You can look at the Ten Commandments. You got, you know, the Ten Commandments, you can wrap everything else around them. But also, are you obedient in what he's asking you to do? Okay. Most of y'all in here, I think, I met a few of y'all over the years on the side of the road because you disobeyed something, a law. That's supposed to be funny. I met a few truck drivers on the side of the road that didn't want to do the DOT stuff properly. So we got obedience, right? We got obedience and stuff. On a serious side, though, we're going to focus on God, on being obedient to God. We need to follow His rules, but we also need to follow what He calls us to do or tells us to do. And everyone in here, if you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, there's going to be some commands that He gives you over time, what He calls you to do. Or you're going to do them. Or you're going to obey. Or you're going to listen to those. So it starts in, we got to develop an obeying heart. On John, what we read, 6:38, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will who sent me. So right off the bat, Jesus, that's what He's here for. He told us. He was clear on that. What are you here for? What are you sent to do? Does it line up with the will of God? Or are you going to do what God tells you to do? And what is God's will for you? First question. Second question is, are you doing it? Or let me just ask this. Do you even know what it is? Now, I'm going to tell you, it changes over time. He's going to lead you to different places, different things to do. But are you doing it? Are we listening? Are we obeying Him? To obey simply means to do what God asks us to do. That's simple, easy, right? Just do what He tells you to do. But we know it's not that simple, right? Sometimes. Flesh gets in the way. Our comfort zone gets in the way. Our stepping outside. Because 9 times out of 10, I can guarantee you, and I've known John for a long time, been talking on the phone, and it's just over years being friends. And so it probably wasn't the easiest thing for him to do to come up here and give a testimony to a bunch of the people. Right? You're not in your comfort zone. What I'm saying is God's going to put you in places, most likely, where you're not comfortable. But how are you going to respond to that? That's what He's looking for. How are you going to respond to that? How are you going to handle it? Are you going to run? I told you on my testimony before, back when I was called to be a youth minister at a different church. And I said, it's a long story behind it, but to give you a short version, no sir, I'm not doing that. And I went the other way. I ran from it. Now let me tell you, that was the most miserable year and a half of my life overall of things, because I didn't obey and listen to God, because I can't get in front of people. I'm not going to, I'm not worthy of that. I'm not qualified. And so let me tell you, nobody in here is qualified without Christ Jesus. That's who qualifies you. You do the work that He tells you to do, because He's going to guide you and put you there. He's not going to put you there and stuff, and He's going to equip you as you need to be equipped. Just like coming to church. And so I'm going to clean myself up before I come to church. I'm going to get rid of this, get rid of that. You'll never be in church. Just if you don't trust, that's where the trust part comes in. Trust and obey. On developing the obeying heart. It don't come natural. We're in the flesh. It don't come natural just to obey, especially the stuff that we don't totally understand. That we don't understand the big picture, but we got to do. We just got to develop that heart. Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30, verse 2, Moses says, he's telling the Israelites, he replies to us, return to the Lord your God and obey Him with all your heart and soul according to all that I command you today, you and your sons. Return to the Lord. If you need to be, if that's where you're at right now, return to the Lord, give it to Him, and then wait for Him to lead you where you need to go, where He wants you to go, what He wants you to do. But you got to give it to Him. That's that trust part. If you notice, they go together, right? You can't have just trust without obeying. Because if you don't obey, you're not trusting Him, whatever He tells you to do. So you got to have both work together. Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, another example, take to your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons and observe carefully, even all the words of the law. Now, we're talking about, you know, that don't apply to me. Yeah, it does apply to you and stuff. God sets some rules in place, and as we carry on, and so, you know, we know the difference between right and wrong and what we're supposed to do and not do. That Holy Spirit convicts you to do something. So it all falls into place. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him. It's kind of like my favorite scripture, John 14:6. Y'all hear me say that a lot. And no one comes to the Father except through me. This verse here also is as simple, as plain as it gets to me. There can't be no clearer than that. There's no reading in between. Who believes in the Son has everlasting life. Who doesn't, doesn't. They don't get no simpler than that. I mean, but we make it difficult, right? Our flesh, we can, but we got to stay focused on obeying heart what God wants us to do. Jesus goes on to say in John 4:34, my food, Jesus said, is to do the will of God. Which is God, but it's the exact verse is, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. What's his will for you? Again, I'm going to keep asking that. Think about that. I don't want to use the word struggle, but I read over that. I don't know how many times, you know, what's the will of God? You know, we can get into what's the word I'm looking for? Get into complacency. Just read through the scripture. Well, I'm a Christian, but you don't do the will of God. And so really search and see what his will is. Jesus says, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do of one who sent me. Now look, when he came down to do all this, he wasn't no different than you and I. He was in the flesh, 100% man. He has the same struggles, the same issues that we have, that we deal with, that prevents us, that tries to prevent us from doing this stuff. We got to stay focused and stay in the will of the Father, the one who sent you. Now I want to ask this question. This hit home to me anyway. You know, I preach this to myself long before I give it to you. So here we go. The same way is true for you. When you wake up in the morning, is your first thought, I want to do what God wants me to do today? Don't answer out loud, but just honestly answer that question in your head. Did you wake up this morning, the first thing you thought of was, what does God want me to do today? I won't say a lot of times, probably not, but you may be better than me. That's how we need to start our day and continue through the day with that. Is that a driving passion of your life? And when you get through the day, then we can go to bed at night. And when you drift off to sleep at night, is your last thought, I hope God was pleased with how I conducted my life today. So just think about those things. So when you wake up, what's my Father's will? First thing, what do you want me to do today? Then at the end of the day, did I do what he wanted me to do today? Is he pleased with me? The driving passion is our lives ought to be obedient to the will of God. Answer this question for yourself. Do you know what the will of God is for you? Just think about that. That's a complex question. Do you know what your will is, what God's will for you? Right now, at this moment, can you say, what is God's will for me? I know what God's will for me is. Do you know that? We need to answer those questions. Those kind of questions, those hard questions, we call them, those, you know, that's a self-examination. You know, we don't like judging ourselves. Now, don't judge. You know, we ain't judging nobody else, but we judge. You know, you can look at your own self. You know, look in the mirror. You know, when I point at you, I got three fingers pointing back at me. I did have a friend, though, his thumb was bent backwards, so he had four pointing back at him when he pointed. So anyway, so are you reflecting on yourself? We need to, I mean, that's an honest approach to how you know where you at with God, with His will. If you don't ask those questions, how are you going to get some? How are you going to know? If you just breeze through it and don't think about it. So develop that obeying heart. And I tell you, when you do, not 100% all the time, because things are going to happen, stumbling blocks, but immediate and complete and joyful obedience. That's another thing. Are you, when you find out what your will is and you're doing what God wants you to do, are you happy about it? You got that joy about it. Not saying it's going to be easy. We ain't talking about easy. We're talking about, are you willing? Just look at the examples in the Bible. Look how Jesus lived. He gave the blueprint on how to do it. Look what all He went through in His earthly ministry. But His focus was to stay in God's will no matter what the cost. Apostle Paul. Apostle Peter. Just think of those examples. Philippians 2:6 tells us, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. He figured out his will was all the way to the death of the cross. That's what the Father wanted. And he got news for you. He did it. He done it. He stayed in God's will. Thank God for us that he did that. Because we can't do it on ourselves, our own. We're not going to do it on our own. We got to have him. If he didn't do that, we'd be in a heap of trouble. That old saying, you're in a heap of trouble, boy. Who you say that? Somebody did. So anyway. We got to stay out of trouble. We got to stay in God's will. Jesus did it for us. And just an example of the flesh, talking about how, you know, it's not just necessarily just that simple to do. It wasn't easy for Jesus either. Look at chapter 22, verse 42. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. You notice how he said, if you are willing. Yet not my will, but yours be done. It probably ain't going to be easy what your will is, what he wants you to do. You know, it ain't just real easy to go down and know you're fixing to die on the cross. But he didn't think about it. He didn't put self first. He put God first. If you can take it from me, take it from me. If you can't, I'm going to do your will. And hallelujah. And he did it. And he did it. He stuck with it. Jesus demonstrated complete obedience. God commands complete obedience from you. I'm gonna probably get in trouble. If you play Christian and you do what you want to do, and then on Sunday I confess, and then you live like Brother Glenn, you say you live like hell the rest of the week, are you doing the commands and obedience of God? I'm gonna tell you, in that situation, no. We got to do it on a daily basis. You know, it's one of I got several favorite words. Daily. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. It's a daily walk. Jesus demonstrated joyful obedience. It is our turn to run the course God has set before us. It's not easy. It requires preparation and determination. What's your ultimate goal? Everything that happens here and the sum of things don't mean nothing if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you don't have that eternal home to go to. And he put it in play for us. All we got to do is accept it. And when we do accept it, we got to trust and obey it. And here's how you do that. Hebrews 12:2 tells us how to do that. Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand on the throne of God. Fixing your eyes on Jesus. That's how you stay focused. Again, Everything wrapped around Christianity, being a Christian, you can't do it by yourself. None of it. You gotta have Christ. Fix your eyes on Him. What's that? They're real popular years ago. Those on what would Jesus do? And that still holds true today. What would you? Every situation you get in or encounter, ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? That's putting your eyes on Jesus. That's answering the question. And I'll tell you this, don't wait for the situation either. It's up to occur, and then what would Jesus do? It's too late now because you already reacted to what happened. You need to prepare yourself, just like it said in Hebrews. You got to prepare yourself for that. You got to be ready. You got to stay Christ ready, Christ centered all the time. And then when those situations come along, you already know how to handle that situation. It might be a little different situation, you know, time to time. But it got the same basic issues. You still got to focus on Christ. And that's what we got. Jesus was able to look past the immediate agony of Calvary and see the ultimate reward, and that gave him joy. God wants us to obey him in the same joyful way, believing that one day he is going to reward us. We got that heavenly eternal reward coming on the way. It's there. Preparing a place for us. It's also a learning obedience. As you mature your Christian walk, you learn. You fall on your face, pick yourself back up. That old song, you know, I got knocked down on my face, but I pick myself up and come back for more. Don't be shocked when things happen to you. Again, you know, look at your eyes. You know, it says, put your eyes on Jesus. Just look at what happened to Jesus. You know, I keep going back to that, but most likely, nothing that Jesus went through, you'll ever go through. Most likely. And think about this, Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not do what I say. That's another scripture that's pretty simple. Just look into it. It's straight to the point. It don't happen automatically. Obedience is a learned response. We must decide that obedience is a priority. You guys, you know, we talked about that. What's your priorities in life? Why are you here? Is Jesus number one? If he is number one, obedience better be at the top. Outside of trusting him, you got to obey. So put your priorities in order. You got to permanently settle in your mind whether you can trust God to tell you the right things to do, and whether you can trust his character to obey him. Like I said, you got to prepare yourself. You got to stay focused on his will for you and what he wants you to do. Don't wait for the situation to happen because you're going to fail. And so be ready for when he calls you to do, to step up to the plate. Don't be like I did several years ago and run. Don't do that. I did come back.
And then there wasn't nowhere to go.
There wasn't nowhere to go then. Yeah, there's nowhere to go. God can make sure of that. He gets your attention. So I came back and I was happy to be the youth minister after my little journey. You will never obey God consistently until you settle it in your mind once for all that God knows and wants what is best for you. Not what you think what's best for you or what you want, but what you need. God knows that. He knows what's best for you. He's going to guide and direct you in the direction that's best for you. And we got to have that. That's, you know, there's a lot of faith comes into this. That's where faith comes from. You got to trust and obey, have faith. Obedience is not just about doing what's asked. He can ask you to do stuff, but it's also about demonstrating our faith. than I say 100 times over and over all the time. A big part of a Christian, our witness, is not by what you say, or it's about how you carry yourself, how you handle these situations, how you look to God and follow His will, His obedience. When you do that, other people see that. Now here's a big one. You ever thought about this? God wants obedience more than sacrifice. Amen. You know, we all sacrifice a little time today to come here. Good for us. But what are we going to take from this? What are we, and I say we, that includes me, what are we going to do with it? What's God want you to do with it? Have you asked that question already? What does God want me to get out of today being here? And then what He wants me to do with it? That's the kind of approach we need to take to this. Just some scripture on obedience instead of sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15, 22 to 23. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin, a deviation, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. I can't say it. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king." And we're talking about back then, but it applies to us today. You reject Christ and stuff, you don't have to worry about the will of God. You don't have to worry about what He wants you to do and stuff. So what did it say back up when we read a while ago? "Lord, Lord, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?" Obedience is the outward expression of our inward belief in God's power and goodness. So when we obey, we're showing. And it's not all about show and tell. It's about that personal relationship that you line up with God. And then let Him do all the work. You just do what you're told to do. Let Him do the work on who it reaches, who it touches, who it impressed. We don't keep a tally sheet on that. We don't care. Don't care in a sense of it ain't us. It's God's. God working through us. That's what counts. Remember last week, I think it was last week, Mother's Day? Yeah. We talked about Hannah. Talking about complete faith and obedience and demonstrating her faith. But she couldn't have a child. She wanted a child. And we talked about that. And her words in 1 Samuel 1, 10 through 11. "And her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, 'Lord Almighty, if you only took on your servant's misery, looked on your servant's misery, and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son.'" Now here's where the obedience comes in, which came in later, but here's her promise. "If you do that, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life." Talking about Samuel here. So she demonstrated after he got to the age of where it's time to and to give him to the Lord back then. So that's your demonstration of her complete obedience in God. Even though she couldn't have kids, but she had faith enough in God to believe that if He wanted His will, she could, and she did, and she kept her end of the bargain. All right, here He is. Here's my sacrifice. Obedience as a key to blessings. Obedience leads to blessings. Disobedience leads to a curse. Deuteronomy tells us, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is if you obey my commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. But the curse is if you disobey the commands of your Lord and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known." Now, again, there's this Old Testament stuff talking about false gods and stuff. Anything you put before Christ and it interferes with your relationship with Him, that's another god. That's a false god. Don't be deterred by the worldly things. It's easy to do. We can get caught up in life. But keep your priorities. Keep God first. And that's what he's talking about here, in a sense, is follow me, you'll be blessed. If you don't follow me, you'll be cursed. You ever done anything on your own and it didn't turn out so well? You must be better than me. A lot of times, we got a tendency to mess things up if we leave God out of it, if we leave Christ out of it. Here's an example of a blessing. Y'all remember Noah, the carpenter? His blessing was he obeyed God, built the boat, didn't know what a boat was, didn't know what rain was. But he did what God told him to do. He stepped out there, that leap of faith, and his whole family was spared. And that's a blessing for us too, because we wouldn't be here if he didn't. So, and that's just an example of, he might call you to do something that don't make sense, that don't add up in your human mind thinking, but we got to listen to him. Just like Noah, by faith he did. And then there's spiritual growth. Obedience, you get closer to God, the more you obey. John 14:21 tells us, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will be loved them and show myself to them. If you want to know Jesus, obey Jesus. Listen to him. Get his love. Share his love with you. He share his love with you and the Father. Remember, John, there's only one way to get to heaven, only way to get to God, and that's through Jesus. Amen. And I wrap up with the consequences of disobedience. Just one example. Walk in the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Now, I keep coming back to the flesh. That's what we're living in the world. And so we got fleshly desires. There's a ton of stuff out there that can lead you astray, lead you away from Christ. And so we got to walk in the Spirit, and you will not be gratified. Galatians 5:16, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of flesh. Disobedience can lead to spiritual stagnation, hardship, and missed opportunities. Don't put yourself, you're going to have enough hardships on its own. Don't do the self-inflicted route and disobey God and face some hardships, or you won't have spiritual growth, or you missed opportunities. Just like John R.'s friend, she didn't miss her opportunity. She took it. She prayed over him. And that's had a lasting impact on his life. A lasting impact. And we need to do the same thing. Don't miss your opportunity to do what God has you to do and obey him. Trust and obey. And here's the big thing. Emphasis on obedience is a choice. Yeah. It's a choice. A decision to align our lives with God's will. The ball is in your court. You have a choice to make. And you got a choice to make today. If you trust and obey the Lord, that's good. Make the right choice. If you have not accepted the Lord or trusted in him, you're going to have the opportunity here in just a second. When the musicians come up, if you want to walk this obedient path and get close to God, you got to do the first step. You have to accept his son, Lord Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for you and me. Get everybody to stand. We'll pray. As I'm praying, everybody's eyes are closed, your head's bowed. If you feel led, you need to come up here, need to pray. or you need that salvation that we're talking about so you can put yourself in the game for obedience, to trust and obey, I'll be standing right down in the front. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. And just thank you for your word. And just give us the courage and the strength that we need to first trust and then obey your call, each and every one of us. Just don't let us miss our opportunities. Let us make the right choice. When we leave here today, let's continue our worship with you and spreading your word, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.